Good afternoon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, passed away last night at the age of 95. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has a look back at his life.
Melvin Russell Ballard's ancestors included Hiram Smith and two apostles, grandfathers Melvin J. Ballard and Hiram Max Smith. According to the biography Anxiously Engaged by Susan Easton Black and Joseph Walker, he attended East High School and the University of Utah before serving as a missionary in England, where he became a counselor in the mission presidency. Returning to Utah, he served in the Army Reserve and courted Barbara Bowen. They married in August 1951. They had seven children. He went on to work as a top salesperson in his father's auto dealership, and then in his own, as well as in a series of business ventures, including real estate and securities. President Ballard served as a bishop twice, as well as in a number of other church callings. He was a mission president in Canada when he was called to the First Quorum of 70 in 1976. In 1980, he was called to the presidency of the 70, and then, on a general conference weekend, he got a phone call from President Gordon B. Hinckley.
Sunday morning at 9, about 7:30 in the morning, President Hinckley called me and asked me if I was out of the shower yet. He had such a great sense of humor. I said, oh boy, President, I'll say it. We're coming to conference. And he said, well, would you come by and see me at 9 o'clock in my office?
Elder Ballard was called that day to become a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. In 2018, he was set apart as acting president of the Quorum. His service as an apostle took him to every corner of the globe, but he told a general conference session the most difficult challenge came with the passing of Sister Ballard in 2019.
Barbara and I were blessed to live together for 67 years, but I've learned in a very real way what it means to weep for the loss of those we love. Oh, how I love and miss her.
President Ballard said then he took comfort in the hope of the reunion that is at the center of Latter-day Saint teachings. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
President of the Church Russell M. Nelson recalled how lucky he was to have worked with President Ballard in a video shared by the church.
We had the privilege of sitting beside a man who is the great, great grandson of Hiram Smith. And Joseph Smith was his great, great uncle. Both of his grandfathers were apostles of the Lord. His commitment and his consecration were in his blood.
President Nelson says President Ballard knew exactly what the Lord taught and how it could be applied to bring joy and happiness in life. President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, shared his thoughts on President Ballard in a video also shared by the church.
In the Quorum of the Twelve, there are people with many different professional backgrounds. Elder Ballard and a few other members of the Twelve brought business experience. I will miss his extraordinary judgment and wisdom. I've been blessed by that again and again.
Funeral arrangements for President Ballard have not yet been released. KSL's top national stories this hour. House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to pitch his two-tiered plan this week to avoid a government shutdown, but the proposal is already facing criticism from conservative Republicans. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Some Republicans have opposed it because it's a CR. Others have opposed it because they consider it a clean CR, which means it doesn't have other things attached to it. Doesn't have funding for border security, doesn't have funding for Israel or Ukraine or things of that nature. The first Republican who came out against it, Chip Roy, he posted on X, formerly Twitter, that the CR is, quote, 100% clean, and he's 100% against.
So far, six Republicans have come out against the continuing resolution. Johnson can only afford to lose three Republicans. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The investigation into New York Mayor Eric Adams continues. FBI investigators are looking for potentially illegal foreign donations to his campaign. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky has more.
We're now told that investigators were interested in text messages from September 2021. That's when Eric Adams was still the Brooklyn Borough president and the Democratic nominee for mayor. At that point, we're told the Turkish consul general had reached out, asking the mayor for help in keeping the opening of a new Turkish consulate here in New York City on schedule. There had been a delay with the building's occupancy permit. Adams texted the fire commissioner. The fire commissioner texted back to say the building would get the permit on time.
The mayor continues to deny any wrongdoing. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a big heads up for downtown drivers. A gas line break has caused the area of 800 South, 200 West to be blocked off. It's also affecting traffic on the tracks line. So you want to consider avoiding that and taking an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair in lightning talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday on KSL News Radio.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. I've got to tell you about the shopping trip that Dee and I just had at the Western Nut Company. We went in there to pick up things for upcoming events and dinners and hostess gifts. And you walk through the doors and it is just overwhelmingly Christmas. It is beautiful. As a matter of fact, a woman just in front of us was clearing the shelves of decorative items, anticipating the big Thanksgiving dinner. You're going to find all of the nuts that you have loved for years, the goodies. One woman next to me was asking, hey, where are the chocolate-covered cinnamon bears? I happen to know right where they are. They're a personal favorite of mine as well. The Paul's Brittles and popcorn. You know, Western Nut Company has been doing this now for almost 60 years. For our family, it just wouldn't be Christmas without the Western Nut Company. Right now would be the perfect time to take care of the corporate gift giving, things for your business at Western Nut Company, 434 South on 3rd West, or go online, westernnut.com.
There are 500 homeless who remain unsheltered every night, sleeping in the streets. You can help by helping the rescue mission of Salt Lake restore lives. Visit rescuesaltlake.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, we are continuing our coverage of the passing of M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Time, 1208. State police say one person is dead after an accident involving someone outside the car, their car, on I-15. Utah Highway Patrol tells us the person apparently crashed into the right barrier near 500 East and American Fork and for some reason walked out into traffic and was struck and killed. A shooting suspect in Millard County has turned himself in. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has details.
The Millard County Sheriff's Office says Zachary Pickiewicz shot someone and ran in Meadow, Utah on Saturday. Police warned that he was armed and dangerous and asked the public to call with any information on where he may have gone. But Pickiewicz turned himself in the next day. Court records show this isn't his first arrest for violent crimes, as Pickiewicz was booked several times for accusations of domestic violence in front of a child since 2021. And he's also faced counts for illegally carrying a weapon. There are no new details about the status of that shooting victim. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
69% of Americans say their energy bills are higher than ever before. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has more.
The survey conducted by Hop Energy also shows that 35% of us are having trouble paying our energy bills. As we move into the winter, most of us are going to be spending more on natural gas. Jordan Hoffling is the communications strategic advisor for Dominion Energy Utah.
The furnace is the largest user of natural gas and probably your biggest energy bill in the winter time.
She says if anyone is worried about being able to pay their natural gas bill, they want you to give them a call so that they can work with you and find a solution. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
And in the age-old debate over when to tip, the Pew Research Center has offered up some food for thought.
Sit-down restaurants are the one place where most Americans feel it's appropriate to leave a tip. 29% say it's an obligation. 21% see it as a choice. But the amount to leave is still up for debate. More than half of us will leave a 15% gratuity for average service. A quarter will leave 20%. And 2 in 100 customers would stiff a server for anything less than exceptional service. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
We are looking at a delay-free drive on all the Valley freeways. No accidents either. And we had a crash on Highway 189 near Deer Creek Reservoir in Wasatch County, and that is in the final cleanup stages. But we also have a crash with crews at the scene now in Davis County. This is southbound Highway 89. It's near SR 193, and it's been moved to the right shoulder. Also, for downtown drivers, avoid the area of 800 South, 200 West due to a gas leak. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Normal high is now 52 degrees. We're going to go for 64 this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows right around 43, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 65, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy Wednesday, 65 again. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll talk to the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, about his experience working with President M. Russell Ballard. That's next on KSL. Streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact us at aimyourdigital.com for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. We are Bonneville Salt Lake. Your success starts at aimyourdigital.com.
Food brings people together, but for many families, figuring out where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. 1 in 10 children struggle with hunger in Utah. No one should have to go hungry, especially children. Macy's has partnered with local food banks for the 2023 Harvest of Hope Food Drive to help keep that from happening. From now through November 30th, you can help a family in need. It's easy. At the checkout, simply let your cashier know how much you would like to donate through Macy's Icon Drive. You can also purchase a prepackaged bag of food filled with the items that food banks need most. Every donation, regardless of size, makes a difference. If you prefer to shop online, you can donate to the Harvest of Hope this season from the comfort of your home by adding either of Macy's donation options to your online shopping cart at macys.com/online. If you'd like to track the progress of donations made toward the Utah Food Bank or learn more about Harvest of Hope, visit macys.com. Macy's, happy shopping.
Tonight at 10, are protective orders working?
Armed users are incredibly dangerous.
Protective orders are designed to keep guns out of the hands of abusers.
I am a mother that is trying to raise my children in a state where they should feel protected.
A KSL investigation reveals gaps in how those protections are being carried out. Domestic violence and firearms, tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Life
Life is full of change and uncertainty. Sometimes it feels impossible to know what to focus on or who to listen to. In his new book, Heart of the Matter, What 100 Years of Living Has Taught Me, President Russell M. Nelson sheds light on how we can find meaning in mortality, how to focus on what really matters. Pulling from a century of life experience as a surgeon, father, and prophet, he reassures readers that there really are unchanging truths that can anchor us in an ever-changing world. Get yours today at a Desert bookstore or desertbook.com.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has died at the age of 95. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Second, a gas leak has momentarily stopped the tracks from running at the ballpark 900 South, 900 South, and 600 South. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have crews working on a small accident for Davis County drivers. This is southbound Highway 89, not far from SR 193 over to the right. And again, 200 West is closed downtown due to a gas line break at 800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A balmy November day with temperatures in the mid-60s and partly cloudy. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 61 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza today says hundreds of premature babies remain trapped inside. Doctors forced to remove them from incubators as power fails. Surrounded by Israeli forces continuing their assault. ABC's Patrick Rievel is in Tel Aviv.
We know that Israel has been saying it wants to provide fuel and has been offering to evacuate the babies, but so far the fighting is so intense around there that the doctors say that's simply not possible. And basically both sides are sort of blaming each other for the impossibility of evacuating these babies. And the fighting there is just raging around the hospital, and as you can imagine, the situation there is just getting worse and worse.
Tonight on Capitol Hill, the House to vote on whether to block or advance a Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. In testimony today in the Trump Organization fraud trial, Donald Trump Jr. heaping praise on his father and disputing claims that the company overvalued its real estate holdings. Fire under a freeway bringing a commuter nightmare in Los Angeles. The I-10 closed indefinitely. Mayor Karen Bass warning Angelenos that this is not an easy fix.
Losing this stretch of the 10 freeway will take time and money from people's lives and businesses. It's disrupting in every way. Whether you are talking about traveling to and from work or your child care plans and the flow of goods and commerce.
Airlines bracing for record numbers of Americans taking to the skies over the long Thanksgiving weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President M. Russell Ballard, the acting president of the Quorum of 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, passed away last night at the age of 95. Host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, joins me now live. And Boyd, I'm excited to hear about your experience with President Ballard in the birthplace of the Prophet Joseph Smith.
Yeah, a number of years ago, before the pandemic, we actually went with President Ballard and also Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles back to Sharon, Vermont, back to a little college cottage where it all began for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with the birth of the Prophet Joseph Smith. And, of course, President Ballard's family history there, of course, direct descendant from Hiram Smith, again, also in that Sharon, Vermont area. And it was such an extraordinary thing. President Ballard was so reflective in that setting, thinking about his ancestors and their role and what they did under difficult circumstances, and then his role in continuing and extending that work. And he actually made a really interesting comment, Maria. He said, whenever God has a really important thing to do, a baby is born.
Isn't that so true?
And it was just such a powerful moment to just see that extend, and then his own role within that. And he shared very tenderly in that setting there, sitting in that cottage there in Sharon, Vermont. He talked about, as he often did, the statues that he has in his office here in Salt Lake City of Joseph Smith, Hiram Smith, Joseph F. Smith. And he says, it's as if I can hear them saying, and he was 91 at the time. He says, as if I can hear them saying, come on, boy, get going, do something, tell this to the world. And so even in his 90s, there was still a tremendous sense of urgency about what he needed to do to minister and to provide relief to people all around the world. He was extraordinary at picking out the individual. I have watched him start conversations with a clerk behind a counter at a small hotel outside of Sharon, Vermont, just to start a conversation and to just find out how they were doing in their day. And he took his ministry as a representative of Jesus Christ in a very personal way. And it was a very personal ministry. It was a one-to-one thing. His children often joked that he would start talking to the clerk or to the waitress or whoever it was, and they would all say, "We're going to be late," because he had an individual that needed to be ministered to, and he was going to do that no matter what.
Well, thank you for sharing that experience with us, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
And that is Boyd Matheson, the host of Inside Sources. KSL News Time, 12:19, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
Valley Freeway traffic looking really good and rolling right along. We have a small accident still being cleared in Davis County, southbound Highway 89, not far from SR 193. Everybody is out of traffic over on the shoulder. Also, the final cleanup of a crash. It's probably out of the way now. 2100 South near 1600 West. And don't forget, downtown drivers, 200 West is closed due to the gas line break at 800 South. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with quite the mild stretch. 64 today with partly cloudy skies. 65 and mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Wednesday, 65, partly cloudy. Then we finally see some cooler air with a slight chance for showers on Thursday, high of 60. 59 mostly cloudy on your Friday. 54 with a slight chance for showers on Saturday. Back down to 49 and partly cloudy by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, partly cloudy, 61 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow trying to hold on to its earlier gains. A mixed day for the markets. An update coming up next.
The Zero Res Food Drive is on. All this month, schedule a cleaning with Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, make a donation at the time of service, and you'll pay just $25 per room. Each year, Zero Res collects between 2,000 and 3,000 pounds of food during the food drive. And with your help this year, they could do even more. Zero Res is the only no-residue carpet cleaner in the area. With their ZR water, there's no soaps, no shampoos, and no residue left behind. So your carpets stay cleaner longer. Plus, with a no-residue cleaning, you don't have to worry about any nasty chemicals left behind either. Zero Res is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Schedule your cleaning today. The $25 sale ends Tuesday. You don't have to clean today, but you do have to get on the schedule. $25 per room for a Zero Res carpet cleaning when you clean in November and participate in the Zero Res food drive. But this rate is only good if you schedule before the end of the day on Tuesday. For more info, restrictions, and to schedule, visit ZeroRes.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. Let's just muscle roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crepe is always stocked.
It's our potty vibes.
It's crushing everything, so our cheeks feel fine.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin ultra soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows.
windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with seven NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company, building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows. They install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
KSL News Time, 1225. One of Earth's planetary neighbors isn't as savage as we think.
Scientists recently discovered a thin, albeit unbreathable, layer of oxygen in Venus's atmosphere. It's created using a process called photochemistry, where solar ultraviolet radiation from the sun splits apart the abundant carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide into oxygen. The O2 then gets blown around the planet by winds to its more darker side. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, a blueberry pie may not be on the menu for Thanksgiving dinner this year. Blueberry prices are up 40%. A warm year in Peru left the plants with less than desirable conditions, and the country says they have never seen a drop in supply like this. More pet food is getting recalled for possible salmonella contamination. The recall now includes over 25 types of dog food and 6 types of cat food. A full list is available on the FDA's website. Amazon is expanding into the medical business. For just $9 more a month, Prime members can receive virtual care services through One Medical. Providers will be able to video chat, provide basic information and referrals. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 62 points, sitting at 34,345. S&P 500, it's up by just a point, and the NASDAQ down by 3 points. A Utah professor is working to clean up outer space.
Jake Abbott is a mechanical engineering professor at the University of Utah and has come up with a way to clean up space junk. He has created an omni-magnet that creates a dipole field which will work to slow down the rotation of objects in space.
We will detumble the object, and then once the object isn't spinning anymore, then there's lots of kind of traditional robotic approaches you can use. You can reach out and grab it with a hand, basically.
Slowing down the debris allows them to either repair the object or shift them to burn up in orbit. An invention like Abbott's is valuable to clear the space around the Earth and further protect important technology like satellites. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
KSL is more than a news station. It's a meeting place.
What an extraordinary, forgiving nature.
I love stories like that.
It's where neighbors and coworkers engage with the community.
Where anyone can get the very latest news from Midvale to the Middle East.
Police have located the vehicle.
Mitt Romney says he's not considering another run for president.
They've opened up that right lane of travel.
This week, join the anchors and hosts Utah has relied on for generations. We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a naw. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.org. That's it. Towcars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, towcars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK like kidney ARS. Towcars.org.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
We are looking at a quiet drive on the Valley Freeways. No problems reported there. Again, downtown 200 West is still closed at 800 South due to that gas line break, and they're likely going to have that cleaned up within the next 10 to 15 minutes. The final cleanup of a small accident over to the shoulder. This is southbound Highway 89 in the Layton area near SR 193, again out of traffic, so no delays. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got partly cloudy skies on tap for today and a mild high of 64 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the low 40s, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's mostly sunny, high of 65. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, a bit of sunshine, partly cloudy skies, and 61 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL's top story this hour. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are looking back at the life of Elder Russ M. Ballard, the acting president of the Quorum of 12 Apostles. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story.
President Ballard served in many church positions, including bishop and mission president, before he was called to the first Quorum of the 70 in 1976. He was called as an apostle in 1985. President Ballard spoke at General Conference just a few weeks ago, expressing gratitude for his experiences as a general authority of the church.
I've met with members of the church all over the world. Oh, how I love you. What a glorious experience that's been to look into your faces.
President Ballard was born in Salt Lake City in 1928. He married Barbara Bowen in 1951. They had seven children, and she passed away in 2018. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A video dedicated to the work and life of President Ballard was posted this morning on President Ballard's social media accounts.
My service in the church has blessed me with many remarkable and special spiritual experiences. I'm a witness that the Lord directs His church to accomplish His purposes. I've received divine guidance far beyond my capacity. The joy of gospel living for me has been centered on the true, pure, and simple doctrine and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I believe our Heavenly Father's everlasting purpose for His children is generally achieved by the small and simple things we do for one another. Jesus Christ, the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind, is not dead. He lives, the resurrected Son of God lives, and He guides the affairs of His church today.
President Ballard was 95. Utah state and federal leaders are reacting to President Ballard's death. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox released a statement on X saying President Ballard, quote, spent a lifetime of service trying to make the world a better place for everyone. Utah Senate President Stuart Adams shared similar sentiments.
My memory about him is that, again, that loving spirit and the effort he made so consciously to try to help other people.
Nearly all of Utah's congressional delegation have also released statements. Senator Mike Lee on X saying, quote, President Ballard's life was a testament to his devoted service to the church and its members. Senator Mitt Romney on X called President Ballard a great leader, a spiritual giant, and a dear friend. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Republican candidate field continues to narrow. Senator Tim Scott suddenly announced he was suspending his campaign during an appearance on Fox yesterday. ABC's senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott says it was a surprise to his own staff.
It did come as a surprise to Senator Tim Scott's own campaign staff and donors. He suddenly made the decision to get out of the race. It was unclear if he could even make the next debate stage. He is now the second Republican candidate to drop out in recent weeks, following former Vice President Mike Pence.
Senator Scott says he will not endorse another candidate in the primary election. Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department is investigating a Secret Service agent-involved shooting outside the home of President Biden's granddaughter.
According to local police, on Sunday evening around midnight, three people were caught breaking into the window of a government car parked outside the home of Naomi Biden, President Biden's granddaughter. Police say federal agents then fired a service weapon without hitting anyone. The suspects then fled the scene in a red vehicle. It's unclear if Naomi Biden heard the commotion, but was made aware of the incident afterwards. Motor vehicle thefts in the nation's capital are up 98% from a year ago. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. A state of emergency has been declared in Los Angeles after a fire in a junkyard under an elevated portion of a main freeway into L.A. caused damage to that freeway. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
When a driver enters the city of L.A. right now, they get an emergency alert message on their phone telling them to stay away from the 10 freeway heading into downtown. Nobody knows how long it will be shut down after fire burned away the concrete over the weekend. Toksoma Shokin with the California State Transportation Agency says the impact is major.
There are 300,000 people who normally travel the I-10. It's one of the busiest freeway corridors in the entire country.
People here in L.A. are being asked to work from home today if they can. Inspections are underway to figure out how and when the freeway can be reopened. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
Pretty quiet out there. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along, including on I-15 in Utah County, where we had I-15 and all the surrounding surface streets really jammed up from other issues just about 90 minutes ago, but you're clear to go. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
It's a good place to get accurate news.
They do the in-depth,
reliable, balanced, thought-provoking.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
You know, Deb, I'm a huge DIY guy, but one thing I'm not going to touch is electrical.
I've got the answer for you. You have to call Master Electrical. They have what's called upfront pricing. You know how bids can be a guessing game, and the longer an expert's in your home, the bigger the bill is? Not with Master Electrical. This upfront pricing is amazing.
Yeah, their pricing system won't even allow them to go higher.
They do everything that has to do with electrical. You need lights? Call Master Electrical. Ceiling fans, smoke detectors, generators, batteries, even EV chargers.
And all that pricing is upfront, and it's a guarantee.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santa Quinn.
And they're always open, so if you have some emergency, they're there. So give them a call at 801-543-2222. That's 801-543-2222.
Or you can check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Do it today.
Get early access to Macy's Black Friday specials and find big savings on gifts they'll love right now while supplies last. Like the season's latest coats, 60 to 65% off. Select boots and shoes for her, just $19.99. And update your space with furniture, mattresses, and rugs, now 20 to 70% off. Plus, get your online order even faster with store pickup, now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning is offering furnace maintenance for 30% off. Call 385-GET-HEAT today to take advantage of this limited-time offer. Carrier, turn to the experts.
KSL News Time, 12:37. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story. Local lawmakers are reacting to the death of President M. Russell Ballard, offering condolences and recalling their experiences with the acting president. KSL News Time, 12:37. Breaking news, the Supreme Court has adopted a formal ethics code for the first time ever. It follows demands for something to be done after reports of unnecessary luxury travel by justices and influence campaigns aimed at the court. A lot of Utahns say getting into a home is beyond frustrating. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Certified financial planner with DMBA Shane Stewart says our spending has gotten a little bit out of control, yet we're complaining that interest rates and prices make home buying impossible. Our spending and demand has contributed to our inflation problems, and many are adopting bad habits because they think, what's the point in saving when I'll never get there?
Stewart says rates and the economy will eventually change, so now is the time to save and be ready. Bluffdale is proposing a tax increase to bring their part-time fire station to full-time. Proposition 13 would give their department six full-time firefighters to give the city 24/7 coverage. At the moment, it's covered part-time by neighboring firefighters with full-time duties elsewhere. Fire Chief Matt Evans explains part of the problem that he faces right now.
In the morning, a lot of them either are coming from work or leaving to work to go to their full-time jobs. And there's a period of time, maybe an hour in the morning, that we have no coverage in the city.
Voters will decide yes or no on the general election ballot that is scheduled for the 21st. A fatal accident in American Fork leaves one person dead and commuters stuck for more than an hour. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more.
According to Sergeant Cam Roden with Utah Highway Patrol, a car crashed into a barrier on I-15 around 5th East and American Fork exit. The driver got out and was hit by another car, causing fatal injuries. A passenger left the scene but was later found and is being talked to. No other injuries were reported. The accident caused over an hour delay for commuters in Utah County, and the investigation is ongoing. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
Pretty quiet on the roads for your noontime drive. We did have the gas leak at 800 South 200 West, and it had affected travel on 200 West for a while. They are in the cleanup stages of that. So downtown drivers, be patient. Salt Lake County freeways looking good with no other problems. How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? Well, you don't, unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com to get free quotes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Unseasonably warm temperatures expected today. 64 the high with partly cloudy skies. We'll go 43 overnight and 65 tomorrow afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 61 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, we'll look back on the work President M. Russell Ballard has done during his time serving the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Earlier this summer, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and that was very concerning for me because of some family history that went along with it. But I asked the doctor, is it reversible? And he said, yeah, if you act now. So one of the things I needed to do was lose weight. So what I did is I started my soda weight loss journey 6 weeks ago. And in the last 6 weeks, I have dropped just under 30 pounds of fat weight. And I feel great. The best part of it all is I went to and had my blood drawn yesterday. And when I got it back, my A1C, which it marks your blood sugar and it's what tells you if you're diabetic, was half of what it was back at the beginning of June. And that is for certain because of the things that have happened based on the benefits from soda weight loss. So I want you to go to sotaweightloss.com, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com, and check out the reviews of the 8,200 other people who have been positively affected by soda as I have. I've been averaging 5 pounds a week lost, just under that, over 6 weeks.
The Zero Res Food Drive is on. All this month, schedule a cleaning with Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, make a donation at the time of service, and you'll pay just $25 per room. Each year, Zero Res collects between 2,000 and 3,000 pounds of food during the food drive. And with your help this year, they could do even more. Zero Res is the only no-residue carpet cleaner in the area. With their ZR water, there's no soaps, no shampoos, and no residue left behind. So your carpets stay cleaner, longer. Plus, with a no-residue cleaning, you don't have to worry about any nasty chemicals left behind either. Zero Res is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Schedule your cleaning today. The $25 sale ends Tuesday. You don't have to clean today, but you do have to get on the schedule. $25 per room for a Zero Res carpet cleaning when you clean in November and participate in the Zero Res food drive. But this rate is only good if you schedule before the end of the day on Tuesday. For more info, restrictions, and to schedule, visit ZeroRes.com.
Jeff Kaplan. I'm energized by breaking news. First of all, because it's right now, and second of all, because in many cases, the audience needs to know. There's no more important service that we can provide, and I find it critically important to get more details to the audience as quickly as possible. There's nothing more energizing than that for me. Not at all. The most important thing we do is breaking news.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah state and federal leaders are reflecting on the life of President M. Russell Ballard, many sharing memories of his service and care for those around him. KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a man is dead after a crash on I-15 in American Fork. UHP says it started as a fender bender. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
We are still looking at a really good drive on all the valley freeways. We still have the cleanup of a crash as well, too. But this is in Davis County on a main secondary southbound Highway 89, not far from SR 193. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mild air has moved in. We'll go for mid-60s, not only today, but the next couple. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 61 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Moments from now in the Oval Office, President Biden expected to sign a memorandum establishing the White House Initiative on Women's Health Research. Doctors trapped inside Gaza's hospitals, rapidly deteriorating conditions inside for both patients and staff. ABC's Patrick Reeval is in Tel Aviv with what's happening at Gaza's second largest hospital.
We've been talking most days with some of the doctors there, and, you know, they said that the water tank on top of the hospital had been destroyed, meaning there's now no water, there's virtually no power. There's also bodies just lying out in the open in the courtyard because they have nowhere to bury them. They told us that they have to close the windows and the stairwells to stop the smell of the decaying bodies outside and also the garbage piled up inside the hospital.
For the first time, the Supreme Court says it's adopting an ethics code as the justices face criticism over undisclosed travel and gifts. Donald Trump Jr. heaping praise on his father and his company as he testifies at the Trump Organization fraud trial in New York. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President M. Russell Ballard, the acting president of the Quorum of 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, passed away last night at the age of 95. KSL-TV religion and arts reporter Carol Makita joined Utah's Morning News to share her memories of working with the president.
When we traveled to Rome and particularly the Vatican, and President Ballard was side-by-side with President Nelson as they met with Pope Francis. It occurred to me this morning that President Ballard has been a part of those historic moments in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as well as part of the history of this church with his connection to the founding family, shall we say, a great-great-grandson of Hiram Smith. So it is both ends of the spectrum. An interesting moment that I had with him after that was a conference special that I was doing on the art in the church. And I had an opportunity to interview him and learned at that time that he was the one who was inspired to make changes in every meeting house in the church throughout the world to make sure that images of Jesus Christ were placed in the foyers and the lobbies of every meeting house to make sure that everyone, not only saints, but all visitors could understand the meaning of this church building. So he continued to influence the church in that way. And I also had a thought today about an interview that I'd done with him several decades ago, because he was, at the beginning of his apostleship, traveled to Ethiopia. At that time in 1985, there was a horrific famine. And he took a collection of money, a worldwide fast that church members had participated in, and took it there to provide for the starving people in Ethiopia, and worked hand in hand with the Catholic Church to be able to bring in supplies.
Makita says his interfaith work will always be remembered. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
We are looking at a nice and quiet drive on the Valley Freeways. Now, we still have a small accident in the clearing stages. Southbound Highway 89 near SR-193 in Davis County. If you're passing that area of late, and it's out of traffic over on the shoulder, so it hasn't caused any kind of delays. And overall, it's pretty quiet out on the freeways and main secondaries in Salt Lake County. There are 500 homeless who remain unsheltered every night, sleeping in the streets. You can help the rescue mission of Salt Lake restore lives. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We are way above the normal today with a high of 64, partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny, 65 on Tuesday. We'll do it again at 65 on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Here comes a couple of showers out of the southwest on Thursday, 60 degrees. Mostly cloudy, dry Friday, 59. Another chance for showers on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets at this hour. Looks like the Dow continues to hang on to its gains, and NASDAQ pretty flat today. We'll get you a complete update coming up next.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and when my wife Dee and I moved into our new home a few years back, would you care to guess what was one of the first purchases we made for the home?
It was a water softener, Doug.
That's right, but not just any water softener. The fact is, we, Dee and I, just won't settle for anything less than Kinetico. For one thing, Kinetico softeners are so well designed, they use 2/3 less salt than other softeners. And I tell you, my back really appreciates carrying in just one bag of salt compared to 3 that my neighbors are carrying in. For another, Kinetico's all-mechanical design never needs adjustment, even if the power goes out or some household water use changes. In fact, it's virtually maintenance-free, meaning there are no annoying knobs to fiddle with. You really should look into the water softener from Kinetico. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah at 801-576-8600 or go to softwaterutah.com. That's softwaterutah.com.
Smart is knowing when your buddy is bluffing at the poker table and not falling for it. Smart is staying one step ahead of the pack. And now, smart also means planning ahead. IWC Roofing has a great idea. Schedule your free estimate now and receive 2023 pricing in 2024. Plus, save an extra $1,000 when you call today.
Wait, how does that work?
Just like I told you, schedule your free estimate now and receive 2023 pricing in 2024 on a new spring roof installation. That's saving you thousands. Plus, save an extra $1,000 when you call today. 801-232-5690.
That's smart.
Since 1997, IWC has been the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. They offer the best warranty in the business, backed by Owens Corning, and in most cases, your new roof can be installed in just one day. Reach out to IWC Roofing today at iwcroofingutah.com and learn more about how to get 2023 pricing in 2024 when you schedule your free estimate now. IWCRoofingUtah.com, Utah's roofing experts.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
Dave and Debbie.
Where do people in Utah have an opportunity on a regular basis to voice their opinions? That's on our show on KSL News Radio. You have a way to share your experiences and to get your message out to the entire community. Where else in Utah can they go? Nowhere. That's on our show.
We have to be so careful not to take things out of context. It's very easy to manipulate what someone says to fit your own narrative. And we don't want to do that. We want to take your best argument, you take my best argument, and if we don't always say it perfectly, that's okay. It's a conversation. It's a give and take.
Listeners call the show and are willing to share how they're dealing with life circumstances. This is why our show is so important to this community and why our listeners are so important to KSL News Radio.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1254. Utah's new flag was one of thousands of different designs that were submitted. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
There were over 7,000 entries for the new state flag. I took the time to peruse the catalog, and let me tell you, there were a lot of fields of blue, a lot of mountain or state outlines, and a lot of beehives and arches. Among my favorite designs was a beehive atom with the bees as the electrons, the Maverick gas station logo, and one that looked like the English flag with a beehive at the center. But my personal favorite was a hand-drawn flag of Puerto Rico. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Boeing just announced a $52 billion contract with the Emirates Airlines to expand their fleet. Emirates plans to add 90 Boeing 777 planes. And a new Hyundai plant in South Korea is expected to make up to 200,000 electric vehicles a year, expanding the EV market. The plant is expected to open in 2025, and the first round of EVs will be out in 2026. Babies are getting the opportunity to experience luxury too. Dior launched a new line of infant skincare. It includes a perfume and a moisturizer. Now, the perfume is called Scented Water. It costs $230. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 60 points. It sits at 34,342. S&P 500, it's pretty flat. And the NASDAQ is down by 9 points.